And I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Now here is a great promise and a great covenant made by God with Jacob. They did go down into Egypt. God did make a great nation of them, and God did go down and redeem them out of the hands of the Egyptians. Because of what he said to Jacob is verily true, I am God, the God of thy father. That was Isaac and Abraham. God is the God of the living. He isn't the God of the dead. No, Abraham and Isaac, they still live. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and now the God of Jacob. I am God, the God of thy father. Well, what was so special about Isaac? Many things. He was a great character. He was a great man. But, oh my friends, these great types and shadows in the Old Testament, they are alive. They are revived. They are wonderful. When we see their fulfillment in the New Testament, the types and shadows of the Old Testament are fully revealed and made knowable in the New Testament. I am the God of thy father, the God of thy father. That is Isaac. What happened to Isaac? He became a great type and a great shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ. Abram, his father, was told to take thy son, thine only son, Isaac. Yes, Abraham had but one son, Isaac, thine only son, and deliver him up on a mountain that I shall tell thee of. So Abram arose, and he took Isaac and the men with him, and they journeyed on till they came to the mount. And then Abram said to the servants, abide ye here at the house, while I and the lad go yonder and worship. And he said, and return. He had faith and confidence in God that if he offered up Isaac his son, God would give him back to him. And we'll return, he said, the great confidence of faith in God. So Isaac was laid upon the altar, the wood was prepared and laid, Isaac was bound and laid on the altar, and Abram even drew the knife and was ready to plunge it into his son. But God said, God held his hand, his arm, he said, now I know. He had proven him that he would do what God asked him to do. And so he said, do thy son no harm. And he saw there another a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So Abram went and got the ram and offered it up in the place of Isaac his son. What a great picture of salvation is here, friend. And this is what God's great masterpiece is, salvation for you and me. The entire Bible is filled with God's way of salvation. And only one way did he have. It was there exemplified in type, in figure, so far, but not in full reality, but leaves nothing but what we can readily understand. Isaac, the only son of Abram, take thy son, thine only son, and offer him on a mountain that I will tell thee of. Isaac was to become a victim. He was to die for others. But he was laid upon the altar and ready to die. But he, being just a picture of reality, was spared. He wasn't injured. He wasn't hurt. Unless it was fear that might have run through his soul at what was being done. For he was bothered when they were going up the mountain. He said, my father, behold the fire and the wood. But where is the ram for the burnt offering? And Abram replied again with confidence and faith, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. O Oh, how wonderful, yes? The Lamb of God. The Lord Jesus is known as the Lamb of God. John Baptist pointed him out and said in John 1 and verse 29, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Yes, the Lamb that is going to be offered on Calvary. It was a fulfillment of all the lambs that were slain and laid on Jewish altars in the Old Testament. Myriads of them were slain. Their blood was shed, as God had directed, and they typified salvation that would be fully and freely and completely furnished and accomplished at Calvary's cross. The altars were a picture of the cross. The lambs were a picture of the Savior in the Old Testament. Of course, they didn't know that God was going to send His Son, but they did what God told them to do. And we look back upon it now and we see the wonderful picture, the full expression. When they offered their lambs and rams and bullocks upon the Jewish altars, they spoke of the Savior was to come. To be the Lamb of God which beareth away the sin of the world, actually would. Peter could say, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. That we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Yes, friends, he accomplished eternal salvation by the sacrifice of himself, once and forever. Never again will a sacrifice for sin be necessary. God accomplished a full and free salvation when the Lord Jesus bowed his head. It didn't fall over. He didn't die and then it fall over. No, he bowed his head and he dismissed his own spirit. He cried, it is finished. The work that complete, that saves the soul, completed forever. And my friends, there's one salvation is offered to the world today, offered to you and me today. Only one. There's no other gospel. The gospel that Paul wrote about by the Spirit of God, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. But it's the power of God unto salvation, and it's the only power of God, and it's the only salvation, the salvation that the gospel brings. Oh, my friend, this is a wonderful statement. I am God, the God of thy father, the God of Isaac, the God of heaven, the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, gave him up to Calvary. The Lord Jesus willingly gave himself to the angry mob. He willingly and voluntarily submitted to the awful lashing of his back so that it was like a plowed field, Isaiah prophesied. It would be. His heart was broken, his heart was smitten, his heart was melted at the cross. For he died to put our sins away. Not that they would be have to have an offering and a sacrifice again by and by, no. Once and forever, he obtained eternal redemption by the sacrifice of himself. And he sat down now at the right hand of the Majesty on high. The work of salvation is completed. The work that saves a soul was all done by the Lord Jesus. He asked us to receive it, asked us to believe him that he did it. And that he did it for you and me as individuals. And the moment we realized that he died for my sin, the Holy Spirit entered. I was born of God. You can be also, friend, if you're not already. The Lord Jesus loved you, died for you. And his death accomplishes eternal salvation, and it's a free gift to whosoever will take it. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life right now. Oh, grant, God grant that many will trust in the Savior today, that they realize that the Lord Jesus on the cross paid their debt to God. He paid the price for their redemption. He answered to God for their sins. And now they can have eternal redemption as a free gift in a moment of time by receiving the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Pray, our Father, again for all the citizens of our great country, the government, and all the peoples that are in the government. And we pray for the officials, our president, all the way down to all the lowest official of our country. We pray thy blessing on them, each one, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.